As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Tuesday, August the 3rd, Election Day, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name, of course, is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today, hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we even advance workable solutions for you. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo here, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and our show archives available and accessible for you through oraclebroadcasting.com's webpage. So with all of that, let's go into our discussion today. Precious metals and markets are awash with uncertainty. We'll talk about that. Crude oil up and U.S. dollar index down. That's certainly on the table today. The British Petroleum and condo stats are still uncertain. We'll talk about that. Best cars to steal. Yeah, that's right. Gold miners beating their chests. Yep, yeah, that too. The National Ocean Council, Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, devil still in the details, covering the details, Chapter 17 of Agenda 21, devilish and devilish enough. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Tuesday, August the 3rd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $3.80 at $1,185.80 an ounce. Silver up 9 pennies at $18.44 a troy ounce. Platinum off $7 at $1,590. And palladium up $3 at $512 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, relatively narrow band, about $11 in there, $1,179.10 for a low, $1,190.20 for a high as we creep back towards the 1200 mark. But at $1,185.80, your gold is up year to year, $231.60 an ounce for a 24.26% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $1,184 for gold. We're trading just above that as of showtime. SPDR gold shares, the spider on the corner of the web, sitting here at 1,282.28 metric tons of gold unchanged, valued on the street at $48.98 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Election day it is indeed, in fact, that today. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading up $3.80 at $1,185.80 an ounce at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. An hour ago, silver was up a nick or a 9 cents at $18.44 a troy ounce. Platinum off 7 at $15.90 and palladium up 3 at $512. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 208 yesterday, closing out at 10,674. The NASDAQ up 41 at 22.95, and the S&P 500 closed up 24 at 11.26. This morning, the big news, crude oil and the U.S. dollar index. Crude oil this morning off 54 cents, but yet still strong at 81.88 a barrel, $81.88 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. I don't know what they're going to do there. Strangle us, I guess, next. We're awash in oil. They can't store any more oil on shore in the United States. They can't store any more oil offshore, but they're jacking the prices up as if there was some shortage going on. Certainly there isn't. We're going to pay. We're going to pay one way or the other. We're going to pay $20 billion or more for BP to clean up their mess. The U.S. dollar index this morning going the other way, unfortunately, dropping down another 25 basis points, trading as it does on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website at 80.63. Of course, that's not a good number. We're going to probably dip down below the 80s. We might even retrace it all the way down to 74. We'll see where it goes, but of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning, the Canadian loonie off 3 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar for 98 cents U.S., was at a grocery store yesterday. A young lady, probably, maybe a year or two out of high school, she's sitting there with a quarter laying on the counter. And I said, well, you going to put that quarter in the drawer, honey? She says, well, it's Canadian. I said, well, you going to put it in the drawer? She says, I don't know what to do with it. I said, well, you can give it to me. And so she gave it to me. She's Canadian. Didn't know what to do with it. That's America. The Mexican peso this morning, off by 6 basis points, yet still exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 42 basis points. Strong move in the euro. Big news in the euro. $1.32 U.S. We're watching the euro as it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It talks to the economists about the stability gaining ground in the eurozone. Yeah. In the British pound this morning, moves up. 41 basis points, exchanging against the United States dollar, the USDX, at $1.60. Very strong position for the British pound, and the Swiss francs up 9 basis points at 96 cents U.S. So the Swiss franc and the Canadian loonie are nearing parity with the U.S. dollar. The euro is going up, the British pound is going up, and the U.S. dollar is going into the toilet. The bond market this morning, the yield still depressingly low on the 2-year bond. We're making new ground, setting new records for lows here, 0.53% on the 2-year bond. That's the U.S. Treasuries. The 10-year yield is at 2.93 and the 30 at 4.05. Watch as they continue to fall into the basement as well. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.09% a month ago to 4.03% this morning, almost in unremarkable. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.70% a month ago to 4.57, but it continues this downward trend, trying to get the interest rates on mortgages at a point where it's almost a fire sale giveaway to borrow money to buy houses. Of course, that's not going to induce people to buy. They still have to have money to pay, and you still have to find a lender that's willing to lend. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.95%, or 3.25%. Let's go into the dollar index. This off of Reuters out of London. The dollar hit multi-month lows against major currencies on Tuesday. That would be today, new news. Hit by signs of mounting concern among U.S. policymakers about the pace of economic recovery. We could all ask, what recovery? As technical factors kept the currency under selling pressure, the dollar index, a measure of its value against a currency basket, again, we talk about these baskets of currencies. I believe there's 8 currencies in the U.S. dollar index basket. You can find out all about that at the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, theice.com. Theice.com. This is their little trade-weighted basket of currencies. But it fell to its weakest at 80.470 since its weakest since mid-April and marking its first break since January below its 200-day moving average, a move that the analysts said would open the door to more losses. You start messing with the 200-day moving average, and Katie barred the door. They knock all the props and sustainables out from below it, and down it goes. This is where we're at with gold right now as well. The euro hit a 6-month high of $1.3261, 1.3261, according to Reuters data, while the dollar fell to 85.73 yen, its weakest since November of 2009. Right? We're resetting calendars here for back a year. Where's all that recovery? Where's those green shoots and scores, right? Negative sentiment for the U.S. currency grew after the Federal Reserve Chairman Shalom Bernanke said on Monday that the economy has yet to recover fully and monetary policy must remain accommodative, okay? He's always got some new thing to say. He really ought to be quite silent. Also, stinging the dollar was the 2-year U.S. Treasuries drop to a record low of 0.534%. We reported on that just now. A record low. The jury is still out, here's a quote, on the U.S. recovery in quarters 2, 3, and 4, but the market is taking the more pessimistic view, said Kenneth Brew, the market strategist at Lloyd's, TSP, and the greenback. I don't know why they call it the greenback. This is the Federal Reserve's foreign product here, this toxic currency, but they call it the greenback. You're looking back at Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, the man that drove a wooden stake into the heart of America. Well, anyway, the greenback has slid over the past month after a run of disappointing U.S. data fueled expectations that U.S. growth could lose momentum and as official stimulus is withdrawn. You know, they're going to have to put new batteries in that vibrator. The Wall Street Journal on Tuesday reported that given signs the economy is losing momentum, Fed officials will mull whether to use cash the central bank receives from maturing mortgage bond holdings to buy new mortgages or treasury bonds rather than allowing its portfolio to shrink gradually. So they're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. By 11:02, Greenwich Mean Time, the dollar index, the DXY, traded at 80.481, down 0.6% on the day after breaking below its 200-day moving average at 80.722. Well, there's a lot more on that article. Let's just go over here and take a look at gold. An interesting article found this morning, and this is up on Bloomberg. Scrolling up to the top here, it's a lengthy article. Well, let's just use the grabber bar and do that, Will. All right. Gold takeovers set record to boost fees at BMO, HSBC, and Merrill. New news, August 3rd by Rebecca Keenan. Keenan, she might be Irish, I don't know. Global mining takeovers set a record this year with chest-beating miners. There's those gold miners beating their chests this morning. Gold, global gold mining takeovers set a record this year with chest-beating miners. Well, they'll pick them up right after this.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, as many of you may recall from previous broadcasts, this is the decade of mergers and acquisitions, and so we see a little bit of that going on in the mining sector this morning. Global mining takeovers set a record this year with chest beating miners chasing deals as the price of the metal surged. You know, the higher the price of gold goes, the more hands are going to come into the marketplace, more money is going to come into the marketplace, and as that happens, mergers and acquisitions are sure to happen, boosting fees at the advisory banks, the BMO Capital Markets, HSBC Bank, PLC, and Merrill Lynch. Of course, HSBC, I believe, is one of the London Bullion Market Associates, and I think that BMO might be also. I'd have to go and check up on the website, London Bullion Market Association, Inc., let's see, what is it, .com or something, LBMA.com. Kinross Gold Corp's purchases of Redback Mining, Inc. for about $7.1 billion yesterday took the value of gold deals to $32 billion this year, accounting for 38% of all mining acquisitions, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. That's more than twice last year's total for the industry. Here's a quote. The reason why we may have seen a pickup in activity this year is because gold prices are around $1,200 an ounce, he said. Or said Greg Fournier, Hong Kong-based head of Asia-Pacific region metals and mining investment banking at Merrill Lynch. Quote, if you have a view that the gold price is strong and is going to go higher, then acquiring more reserves or producing properties today makes sense, close quote. So they're looking at it going up, moving in advance to a record $1,266.50 an ounce in June. And as you can see, we're right about, $15 more is... We're about $80 below that right now, $115 below that right now. So anyway, we're down quite a bit, but it's likely to go back up again. I don't know, though. It's hard to say. The October contract in Dubai is still running about $11.88 as of this morning. But continuing, China's growth takeovers may increase as China, the world's largest gold producer, backs acquisitions abroad. They're looking to go abroad to buy more gold mines, not only having their own. There's also a lot of gold coming out of Russia, too, by the way. The nation's central bank today said it will help its bullion companies expand overseas by extending credit lines and offering loans. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I heard the other day that the U.S. Treasury was acquiring Australian gold to help to offset the bullion market, but I believe that would be a violation of their sanction. I guess they're supposed to buy silver from and gold from U.S. producers, but we'll see what happens on that. China's domestic production of gold, albeit being the largest in the world, cannot satisfy its demand. You'd have to say that if you look at the Treasury's website, we haven't been able to satisfy demand either. They can put out this little dibble dab now and a little dibble dab then, and they keep complaining that they don't have the planchets enough to fulfill the demand, you know. So there's always a shortage here in the country. Bank of Montreal's BMO Capital Markets units remains the top gold advisor with 9 deals worth $20 billion, according to the data that followed by HSBC and the Bank of AmeriCorp Merrill Lynch unit, which wasn't in the top 20 last year. I don't know why I threw that in there. BMO Capital is also the top mining acquisitions advisor this year. There's always a battle of the elephants with gold companies. I don't know whether that's with the Republicans and the gold companies or what, but they like to be the biggest. Grant Craighead, managing director and co-founder of Sydney-based research company Stock Resources, said after Kinross agreed to buy Redback yesterday, quote, it's a real chest-beating industry. Well, there's those gold miners beating their chests. Here's a little bit more news. Motor vehicle sales, the Elficano Day. This morning, the consensus is out that sales of domestic light motor vehicles for June came in at 8.3 million annual rate, lower than May's 8.9 million. So about 600,000 automobiles that didn't get on the market here this month. That's according to the consensus. The key source of weakness in the latest month was a 9.1% drop in domestic light trucks. Combined light truck and auto sales of domestic and imports slipped to 11.1 million units, annualized from the 11.6 the month before. A big chunk of the June weakness may have been business-related, as fleet sales to business customers, such as rental car companies, fell significantly. These GM customers had front-loaded purchases earlier in the year and planned a reduction at mid-year, so we could see some bounce in July after coming off June's technical softness. And so we can see that coming on us and at us. But if you think about all of the rider truck companies, all the rental car companies and stuff like that all across America, and also think of it from the standpoint of Halliburton and all these companies, the school districts, all the people that, the commercial users and the public users buying, and replacing and upgrading their fleets. Even here in small town America, there's been discussion about buying new trucks, for the water department and stuff like that. Again, they're just trying to help the economy bounce back, I suppose, but it'll be at our expense. Here's another one, factory orders. If you don't have any factory orders, then there can't be any factory jobs, right? Market consensus before the announcement, factory orders in May fell back 1.4%. Though details do show some strength, May's weakness was centered in non-durable goods, like Lazy Boys and things like that, pillows and things, down 2.1% and reflecting soft prices for energy. Revised durable orders for May dipped 0.6%. So again, we're not looking at a wonderful economy going forward by any stretch of the imagination. You want to steal a car today? I would suggest, a GM Escalade. Here's the article. GM Escalade is the most stolen vehicle as thieves seek leather. It's kind of almost pornographic. By Sarah Fryer, writing August 2nd, yesterday's news, General Motors Company's Escalade is the most stolen car of the past decade as thieves seek chrome, horsepower, and Hemis, and leather, according to the Highway Loss Data Institute. So if you got your Escalade, keep it in the garage. The Escalade is a luxury sport utility vehicle priced between $60,000 and $190,000. There are people out there that just have unlimited money. $60,000 and $190,000 for a luxury sport utility vehicle. Again, top the list, as it has every year since 2000. The Insurance Industry Study Group said in a report released today, for every 1,000 insured Cadillac Escalades during the 2000 through 2009 model years, an average of 10.8% were reported stolen. That'd be less than 10%. Out of every 1,000, 10.8 were stolen. I wonder what they did. Use a chainsaw and cut a portion of it off? An average of 11 were reported stolen. Maybe they left the hubcaps on the sidewalk. I don't know. Said the study group, which is an affiliate of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the next most stolen vehicle is the Ford F-250, a large pickup, followed by the Infiniti G37 two-door, a mid-size luxury car, and the Dodge Charger with the Hemi engine, a large family car. All right? There would be some ones you just don't want to buy, unless you want to wind up having your automobile stolen. Sedate family cars and fuel sippers aren't on the hot list, in anybody's book, said Kim Hazelbaker, the group's senior vice president. Thieves are after chrome, horsepower, and Hemis. Well, a lot more about that. They talk about the Corvette and things like that. The pickup truck's theft appeal. What's with stealing a pickup? Not exactly, something cool to drive around in. Well, we'll have to find out about that after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, taking a look at the article here is about the favorite automobiles for people to steal. We're going to get off this in a rather quick order here. But the least frequently stolen vehicles are Japanese makes, such as the Toyota Prius, the Nissan Murano, and family cars like Toyota Sienna four-wheel drive and the Volvo S80. I guess they just don't have any class. Speaking of no class, here's a little bit more on BP. BP's Gulf oil leak ranks as the world's worst caused by an accident. I've got three in a row. And the numbers change a little bit in these articles. But again, this is kind of like afterwards looking backwards, all right? Where hindsight is supposed to be 2020, and they still can't get the numbers right. BP PLC's Macondo oil well spewed 4.1 million barrels of crude into the Gulf of Mexico, this article by Mark Chidiak, during the 87 days before it was capped. The team of scientists said making the world's largest accidental offshore. And he still uses spills. He said spewed first, then spill. Well, anyway, BP siphoned an additional 800,000 barrels from when the well exploded on April the 20th to when it was capped on July the 15th. The U.S. government-appointed group said yesterday in its latest estimate of the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Again, I mean, it's going to go down in the CIA fact book as a spill, mark my words. The Macondo spill exceeds the 3.3 billion. You know, you spill your coffee on the table, folks, and you can count, you know, it's quantifiable. You know how many cups of oil or cups of water, you know how many ounces of water are in a coffee cup? Probably something like a 9 or 10, maybe. And, you know, it's maximum. You can top it off and you can measure it. Get your measuring cup out, fill it, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not a spill, all right? It's like a gusher. It's like having a break in a water main. You really don't know. You know, you really don't know. If there's meters on the water tower, you might be able to check that, but you still don't really know because all the variables. Somebody else might have been taking a shower. Somebody else might have been washing a car. Anyway, the Macondo spill exceeds the 3.3 million barrels that the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences estimated leaked from Mexico's Ixtoc 1 back in the Bay of Campeche. Sounds like a song. Anyway, after a blowout in 1979, the world's worst spill was in the 1991 Persian Gulf War when retreating Iraqi forces opened up oil pumps, causing the release of 6 million barrels, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The number should be thought of as our best estimate, close quote. Ira Leifer, L-E-I-F-E-R, she's not Irish, a University of California Santa Barbara researcher and one of the scientists on the team appointed by the U.S. Energy Department, said in a telephone interview yesterday. Excuse me, let me take this call. Radio, would you like to be on air? Okay, thank you. Well, I guess that was... they didn't want to be on air. Yeah, but they were on the air, whether they knew it or not. Fines per barrel, the new numbers could be used to help determine how much London-based PLC is penalized because federal law requires that companies that spill oil into the ocean pay a per-barrel fine. Now you know why it's always different numbers. Nobody's ever going to get down and say, well, it's this much. You know, that way we could just go ahead and get a check cut and be done with it. Based on the flow team's estimates and using Markey's figures, fines could range from $4.5 billion to $17.6 billion. You know, with a margin of $13 billion, you'd want to have all of the ambiguity that you could read on your side. The blast at Macondo, and it goes on and talks about that. Leak estimates, the amount of oil estimated to have escaped into the ocean from Macondo is about 16 times the amount from the Exxon Valdez, blah, blah, blah. Continues, the well was gushing about 62,000 barrels a day when it started and leaking about 53,000 barrels when it was capped. Well, what's up with that? All right, what's up with that? BP and the U.S. Coast Guard estimated the leak at 1,000 barrels a day on April the 24th, and they increased it to 5,000 barrels a day on April the 28th. This is BP and the U.S. Coast Guard working together. You would think we could trust the Coast Guard. You know that we're going to distrust BP, but there's just one whole whopping difference between 35,000 to 60,000 barrels versus 1,000 to 5,000. Wouldn't you agree? Well, it just goes from bad to worse. It doesn't get any more intelligent here. Here's a little bit more. Different article. Three of them up on Bloomberg today. You might want to look at it. The BP Gulf well spewed about 4.1 billion barrels, the U.S. government panel says. This, again, by Mark Chediak. It's a later version or an earlier version, but it goes through the same sort of stuff. And it has different numbers in this article as well. So these numbers just keep changing and changing and changing. All right? Unreal. Unreal. Let's jump over here. Come on. Let's go over here. Come on. Here we go. Now it's coming in. This is another one. International doctors in U.S. are performing better than homegrown physicians. Important. All right? Important. We're going to be talking with Vicki Davis. Maybe we might have her back tomorrow. I think we're planning on that, ostensibly. But international doctors in the United States are performing better than homegrown physicians. This is all this stuff about visa students, you know, people coming in on a visa, people that we're bringing in. We talk about outsourcing some kinds of work, then we're insourcing other kinds of work. Well, U.S. patients of doctors who went to medical schools outside of the country and weren't American citizens had a 9% lower death rate on an average than those whose doctors trained at home. So it's less likely that a foreign doctor will kill you in an American hospital than an American-educated, American citizen doctor is more likely to kill you today, all right? More people die from doctoring than anything else. The report published today in the August issue of the Health Affairs tracked the performance of primary care doctors. Well, so what is all this article about? Well, I think generally this is to help people get the idea that when we finally do get to telemed, as you can find out all about on Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, but when we finally do get to telemed, where you're never going to see anybody except for maybe a doctor on a computer screen, he's not going to see you physically. Well, they might be able to put up a camera or something. You look at a webcam and do an analysis and a diagnosis that way. But you start floating this kind of stuff out there, and you're going to be more interested in having Rashid do your medical analysis from his office in Phuket, India, than you will of having somebody right here in town work on you. Anyway, economics may help explain the gap in patient outcomes, said John Norsini, co-author of the study. Internal medicine and primary care have failed to attract the best U.S. students because of lower pay relative to other specialties, he said. Reminds me of an Art Linkletter. I don't know how many of you ever remembered Art Linkletter, a little bit of the TV I've ever seen. I remember seeing an Art Linkletter television program where Art had these little children up there, and he was asking the little ones what they wanted to be when they grew up. There was this little girl, and she was sitting there so cute. And Art asked her, well, what would you like to be when you grow up, honey? And she says, I want to be a brain surgeon. No, a neurosurgeon. And he goes, well, why would you want to be a neurosurgeon? And she says, because they make lots of money. And that's really where it's at. People think about money, 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 money. Profit good, loss bad, all right? But primary care may not be getting the best and the brightest from the U.S. medical schools, said Norsini, the chief executive officer of the Foundation for the Advancement of International Medical Education and Research. International Medical Education and Research, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit. Foreign students see primary care as a gap they can fill and a way to practice medicine here. Right? Primary care doctors, including internists and family practice physicians, earn on an average from $175,000 to $200,000 annually. I guess they can't afford to buy an Escalade, can they? Even at that kind of money. While orthopedic surgeons make between $519,000. Radiologists, $417,000. And anesthesiologists, $331,000. You know why we have to have health insurance? Because these bastards are just raping you for medical care. An orthopedic surgeon making $500,000 a year. A radiologist, okay, stand behind there, take your clothes off, stand behind the screen, and they burn you with, you know, stuff. Anesthesiologist, let's get this guy drunk. Anyway, they used to use whiskey. U.S. medical skills don't produce enough graduates to supply all of the postgraduate training slots available, and the void has been filled by graduates from institutions in other countries, Norsini said. And it just goes on, and it just goes on. Let's see what else we got on the browser. Not much left. Let's see. This one. We'll close out on the relief well. BP. It's about tired of news. BP to start pumping test in damaged Gulf well. This is news yesterday afternoon. BP PLC plans to start pumping a type of oil into its damaged Gulf of Mexico well as a test and will attempt to kill the well from the top today. That would be today. Using drilling mud. Today's test will determine whether the oil and gas trapped in the sealed well can be pushed back in. Let's see if I can find what I wanted to find. I don't see it. We'll let it go right there. It's happening. It continues to happen, and we'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so sliding into the final segment of the first hour of today's two-hour transmission, we're going to go right to the telephones in a moment here. I've got a little bit. I found the section I was looking for in this article by Bloomberg in regards to this BP well. On this particular article, they're talking about the relief well is 17,864 feet or 5,445 meters below the surface and still needs to go another 100 feet before intercepting. All right. Now, the previous article said 13,500 feet without getting into any of the details. All right. So there's a differential here of 4,300 feet that needs to be explained. And I would think that by this time, at this stage, 81 days into this thing, at this time, we should be able to start seeing actual numbers. But we're not getting actual numbers. We're just getting more spin. Let's go live to our caller. Good morning, caller. 504, going once. Good morning, caller. Going twice. And back to our articles. Okay, hang that one up right there. Must have been a listener, someone listening online. Anyway, you're certainly welcome to do that, folks. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. You know, this discussion that we've been having, and it's going to continue for days probably, off and on, interspersed with news and other things, in regards to this new executive order that created this National Ocean Council, this executive order of July the 19th, 2010, the executive order 13547. Perhaps you could look it up for yourself. But I found a rather interesting here, Urban Trialogues, a United Nations publication, Localizing Agenda 21, Visions, Products, and Co-Productions, has a very revealing sentence in it on page 158. Here's how it reads. The Rio Declaration and Agenda 21, comma, the 800-page, quote, Bible of Sustainable Development, close quote, recognizes that current urban development coupled with scarcity of resources often accelerates environmental degradation in turn leading to a loss of quality of urban living conditions, especially for the urban poor. Rather interesting in revealing the 800-page Bible of sustainable development. Now, of course, yeah, I guess that other 500 pages would be the Global Biodiversity Report, but Agenda 21, my copy sitting right here open on my desk, has a 294 pages, so we're shy about 500 pages. That's got to be the biodiversity report. But this is the Bible of sustainable development, right? The agenda for the 21st century. This is where all of this stuff is headed as we move further and further into the nightmare, all right? And so one of the things that I've been trying to do is to follow a process that I consider to be total immersion learning. In other words, you go in and you absolutely shroud yourself with a specific topic, much as we had to do to come up to speed on the Macondo well. Because which of us in the radio talk business, if you want to call it a business, certainly no business to mine here. But who would know about the deep water oil drilling? None of us. We all have to just jump in and do the best we can. So I'm doing kind of a total immersion in this particular topic, so that I can understand better just what are the impacts and that we can anticipate as we move forward under this new executive order and the National Ocean Council. Now, the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, of course, come into this. These are similar to, but not quite the same, as the writing style that you find in the Agenda 21, the book. And certainly most of the beginning of this book, if not all of this book, is a loose paraphrase of the material that you find in Chapter 17 of Agenda 21. And they do have a real problem here. They do have a real problem. The Fed has a real problem here, because in this pluralistic world that we live in, as we talk about all of these various special interest groups and non-governmental organizations, all of the bugs and bunny folk, the World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, and everything all the way out to the Friends of the Darter Snail, or the Little Darter, or the Three-Toed Tree Frog. And there are groups like that. And they came out. And all of them came out in droves. And they all gave their comments, and opinions, being much like elbows, easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. They could hardly wait. They were just, dying to get to this meeting and get their public comment in and be recognized for the good work that they've been doing, picking up bottle caps off the beach, so that the beach joggers don't cut their feet on the bottle caps and things like that. They take thousands of pounds of garbage off the beach, and I can appreciate them doing that. Although, to form a nonprofit organization and put in requests for grants and aid to clean up bottle caps off the beach is a bit of a reach, but anyway. So they came up with these final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, and problems they have, and very real problems too, because they're going to have to find some way of bringing all of these little birdies that sit out there in the morning sun on the wire cheeping for attention and feeding through grants and aid and through your charitable contributions. They're going to have to find some way of harmonizing all of the discussions and melding or blending all of the interests. Of course, what we've studied in the past, not so much on this broadcast yet, and we can certainly do that. I have the book right beside me here. But when we look at the foundations, their power and their influence, and go back to the Rockefeller time period, Rene Wurmser's excellent book, we can see that many of these bugs and bunny groups are not so bugs and bunny at all if you figure out who was the original, motivator. How did they come into existence in the first place? A lot of the people that are railing against oil exploration are actually being financed in part, and sometimes in whole, by the oil companies themselves. It helps the controlled opposition. This is the idea that was put together by Karl Mordecai Marx and Frederick Engels in their book, Revolution and Counter-Revolution. It's the idea of always having a dialectic running. in order to move towards the synthesis, the outcome, the predetermined outcome of a consensus dialogue session, you've got to have both a thesis and the antithesis. And so you can't just go storming along like British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, with exploration every which way and all over. You can't go along like that unless you have an opposition group as the antithesis. And what are you going to do? You're going to get to the synthesis where BP, British Petroleum, and Exxon and some others control all of the energy generation on the planet. Now, Iranians be damned. You know what I mean? All right. So anyway, and Bernard Baruch, the National Atomic Energy Commission, the first head of that in the United Nations and so on. So, we come down to the very end, nearing the very end of this 96-page document, the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, which you can find on their website. Whitehouse.gov is the place to go to find it. /files/documents/OPTF_final-recs.pdf. And you can find this 96-page document for yourself right on the website. If that went by too fast, access the archives and transcribe it. But Appendix C, public engagement, after they've gone through all of the buoyant and robust terminology and language, all of the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, coming up with all of the words and ideas that have been floated over since 1992 from Rio and earlier, all the way back to the meeting of Club of Rome and the creation of Club of Rome. But here we have Appendix C, public engagement. I want to discuss this a bit today, together with other material right out of Chapter 17, because what we're going to find is that we're going to have to somehow or another blend all of these peoples together with local and regional, state and federal government and the international community to make anything happen. And if we have anything at all on our side, it's the confusion, it's this Babylonish confusion, the Tower of Babel, that they're going to try and harmonize, which will not be an easy task. All of the competing interests, whether you're a miner or an oil producer, or whether you've got a factory, you're trying to create jobs, and so on and so forth, whether you're a municipality, and you've got a sewage treatment plant, you have a water a distribution system and so on. You're a farmer. Everybody has an interest, and every one of these interests has a special interest group and a special interest lobby, and it depends largely upon what the dollars are behind these lobbies as to how much attention they will get as they sit in the sunshine begging for a morsel of bread. We'll continue in hour number two with a discussion of the National Ocean Council and Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday. That will be Election Day, August the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracalebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, certainly lots of that in the first hour. We're starting back into our discussion of the interagency's task force here, the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, as we continue to understand just a little bit more about what is going to, you know, beset us with this coastal and marine spatial planning, and what are the timelines that they're looking at that we need to be aware of, okay? Before we go into that, I'll just simply mention that after the broadcast, I'll step out to the voting poll. Yeah, I know, troglodyte that I am, and I'll cast my ballot. We do have an opportunity here in the state of Missouri to say no to Obamacare, and I want to be sure and add my number to that list anyway. Also, the people here in the voting precinct of Exeter in southwest Missouri will have an opportunity to vote for something other than the lesser of two evils this morning, as my name is on the ballot, and I'm certainly not going to do evil to the people here if I succeed and win my election. If not, we'll try again in 2012. Never stop. But it's kind of like the lottery. You have absolutely no way to start turning things around if you don't at least get your name on the ballot. Of course, we talk about that all, that's all part of becoming vocal local. But let's go back into this. Appendix C, the public engagement. Oh, and I also say in regards to the elections, there's very highly contested elections for not only our U.S. Senate seat that will be opened and vacated by Christopher Bond, Kit Bond. You know, he's the guy that helped us to get the Help America Vote Act of 2001. in place. That was what brought the electronic voting devices to Missouri, even though we have a constitutional prohibition against electronic voting devices. You would think that a U.S. senator from the state would know that, but he didn't apparently know that, and apparently none of the election authorities, the county clerks and their association, none of them thought that there was anything wrong with violating the Constitution and bringing electronic voting devices into the state of Missouri without a constitutional amendment. But that's the way that goes. You just have to know which side of the bread is buttered. And we have a very highly contested race, of course, because Roy Blunt, Roy Blunt. Roy the Runt, all 4 feet and 6 inches of him, is going to try and take Kit Bond's seat in the U.S. Senate. So he wants to move up from his Congress, his congressional seat, his congressional chair, where he has in the past served as the majority whip under Jorge Bush. All right, he's coming across as a champion of freedom and liberty during his campaign, but we know better, those of us that have followed his process for any length of time, we know better. You know, he's the guy that was in there doing the midnight arm twisting to get the Patriot Act passed and get the Homeland Security set up and so on and so forth. So, no friend of freedom, Roy Blunt. So, there's other people out there that we can vote for. I would suggest, in my humble opinion, Billy Long would be an excellent person to vote for, and also Chuck Ferguson. That would be my two number one picks, and will be my two number one picks in about an hour. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Overview. The task force, well, let me go up. This is the appendix. Okay, sometimes it's better to work from the back of the book to the front. And this is Appendix C, public engagement. Now, they've had these meetings. There's nine regions. There's the Northeast region, the Central Atlantic States region, the Southern Atlantic States region, the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, if you will. There's the West Coast, and there's Alaska, and then there's Hawaii. All right? So there's nine regions. And we'll pick it up right there and continue our discussion.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Tuesday, August the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Welcome to AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, joining us here in our second hour of today's broadcast, together with other AM and FM affiliates. Thank you very much for broadcasting to your local listening audiences. Become Vocal Local. Back to our discussion again, once again, the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force. All of this was brought on, Senatus, you know, made permanent, made official by executive order, a fiat, the diktat of the dictator. Executive Order 13547 of July the 19th, 2010. Okay, now it's national policy. Now it's national policy. So they're going to be moving forward with this. Of course, they're going to have to find out from which pockets they can steal funds from or go to Congress and ask for funding for all of their work. It's kind of questionable how much they've already spent, but we'll find out more about it. Let's go on the overview. The task force carried out a public engagement process throughout the 180-day period to receive input for consideration as it developed these recommendations. Now, again, this was signed July the 19th, 2010. This task force had been in operation for 180 days before they put this final recommendation out, and this recommendation is dated July the 19th, 2010. All right? So throughout all of Macondo gently weeping in the Gulf of Mexico, they had this coastal and marine spatial planning system operating. A little too close for comfort, for my taste. Again, the task force carried out a public engagement process. Now, if you go back and you look at the National Environmental Policy or Protection Act, NEPA, you'll find that this is part of the process. Whenever FedGov starts to do something against we the people, they have to follow this process. And one of this part of that is the public engagement process. That gives you the idea and them, you know, plausible denial. That gives you the idea that you have a seat at the table in this dialogue. And in some regards, you do. Of course, you weren't involved. You were not invited. You did not know it was happening. But the Bugs and Bunny groups did, as did academia and the scientific and technical community, as well as all the energy producers and the fishermen. The task force, again, carried out a public engagement process throughout the 180-day period to receive input for consideration as it developed these recommendations. Now, as we go through this, we'll find that very little of the recommendations ever make their way into the document. Typically, it's been my experience that the document is fairly well roughed out before they even begin the public comment process. And in this case, Agenda 21 has been around since 1992, and as I said in the previous segment, much of what you're going to find in this document you can find taken directly out of Agenda 21. It's cut, copy, and paste. Cut, copy, and paste. Continuing, this builds on comprehensive reports of the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy and the Pew Oceans Commission. That's spelled P-E-W. Pew Oceans Commissions. Of course, it's the Pew of the oceans that they're concerned about, even though these boneheads don't realize that's just the smell of a salt sea. But the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy and the Pew Oceans Commission take us back to the time of Lubchenco, who is on this board, on this council, and Leon Panetta, and others that we need to be aware of. All right? Be aware of these people. We'll find out all their names in a moment. Well, maybe not today, but later, nonetheless. So this was based, which were based on significant scientific, public, and stakeholder input. So this isn't the first time we've been on this carousel. All right, this is like the third time around. The U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy, the Pew Oceans Commission, and now we have this National Ocean Council coming into existence, or coming into view, as George Herbert Walker Bush would have said. So the CEQ, on behalf of the task force, organized and hosted 38 expert roundtables to hear from a broad range of stakeholders and interest groups. 38 expert roundtables. Now, this is scientism at its finest, all right? This is where you bring together your experts. These are all the people with their PhDs and their doctorates, you know, and they come in and they're invited to come. And it's handy, I can tell you that, it's handy if you can create the guest list at your roundtable. You know, if they come by invitation, you can just about create whatever kind of an outcome that you want to have. If you want to have anthropogenic, you know, climate change, man-made global warming, we'll just invite the experts that, you know, champion that view. If you want to have population reduction, you know, invite the Ehrlichs and Holdren, you know, so on and so forth, Ted Turner and that bunch. So we need to understand that this is based on 38 expert roundtables. Now, if you can't baffle them with your BS, well, brilliance, baffle them with your BS, right? And so you had 38 expert roundtables. How can you argue with the science? And this science is what this is all about, again. All right, this is the precautionary principle based on science, and it's an ecosystem broad-based ecosystem-based process. Ecosystems, we talked about ecology and what ecology is. Ecology is like the bringing together at a round table all of the various and sundry other sciences, and then you go with from an eco-based system. Continuing, organized and hosted 38 expert roundtables to hear from a broad range of stakeholders that, and interest groups. These are special interests. These are people that have something at stake here, all right? Of course, you have something at stake here. Private property owners have something at stake here. We, the people, the little sheeple, you know, the little people, we have something at stake here, but you're not an expert, and you're not at the roundtable. The roundtables included representatives from sectors including energy, conservation, recreational fishing, commercial fishing, transportation, agriculture, human health, state, tribal, and local governments, ports, recreational boating, business, and national and homeland security. Now, of course, that's going to be the sum of the information that's going to be presented in the report. These will be the issues that come out as being the very most important. Why? Because these are the experts that were invited. They came from a range of stakeholders. These were the people and interest groups, and these were the people that made the comment. So obviously, it's going to reflect these people that were sitting at the table. Task force representatives attended each roundtable. In other words, they had the people from government, parts of this original task force, and they chaired these meetings. They were attending these roundtables. There was robust participation. I don't know whether that means that there was lots of rubber chicken or what, but there was robust participation. In other words, people turned out, and they will turn out. Why? Because they're in the pipeline for federal, state, and local and international community grants and aid. Academia wants to come in and say, well, what we need to have are more young people educated up in marine sciences, and everybody else will come in and bring their special issue, and they want to be noticed, they want to be recognized as the leading experts. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health.
Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, going back to the discussion here a little bit, if we looked at, I wanted to get a copy, by the way, last Friday, of this interagency final recommendations from this, the interagency panel here. And so I called up the White House, because that's where the website is. It's on out of the Interagency Council here. It's on the White House. So I called up the White House. Of course, I found out how I could get a birthday card sent to me and when the next tour was going to be held and so on and so forth, and finally was able to get to the information officer and then got rotated out. And they sent me off to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA didn't have any clue of what I was talking about, and so they sent me off to NOAA. NOAA didn't have any idea of what I was talking about. Then we went through the Office of Management and Budget. They didn't have any clue of what I was talking about. All I was trying to do was get a hard copy of this 96-page report sent to me in a franked envelope so that I could have an official document to discuss on air, and I wouldn't have to be sitting here running my laptop working off a PDF file. Okay, I don't have all those high-speed working tools to know how to highlight, underline, cross, you know, cross-reference and margin write like I like to do with all of these kinds of UN books. I don't like to have to read them in great detail multiple times. It really helps to speed up the process. The bottom line of all of this was, I finally was able to get a hold of a young woman named Kim, who in the last minutes of her day decided that she would just go ahead and print one off, print me a copy off from the PDF after I directed it to her, and put it in an envelope and sent it to me. But unfortunately, when she hit the print button, it was doing it on legal paper, and you wouldn't be able to just slice off the bottom because it was printing one page up and the next page down on that legal size thing. So what I'm going to wind up with is an abomination of the abominations executive order in this final report. But I'm still looking for a hard copy of it. And the reason I bring that out, not just to mention the frustration, but it's the importance of making these things, when they come up with these reports, making them the best seller. You know, I would love it. I would love to see the U.S., you know, the New York Times have Agenda 21, the hard copy, right out of the United Nations as a nationwide bestseller. That would let me know that other people are actually looking at this, but it also lets the United Nations, or in this case, the White House and this Interagency Ocean Council, it gives them the understanding that people are watching, that we're watching the watchers, you know. That goes right back to Aldous Huxley and his Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited. So let's continue along then. These roundtables included representatives from sectors. We went through that. There was robust participation, and the task force received many valuable comments and perspectives for its consideration during each session. But you're not going to see all of that robust commentator and great ideas reflected in this report. It's completely generic. All right. Continuing, additionally, the task force hosted six regional public meetings. They're creating nine regions, but they only hosted six regional public meetings with over 2,000 public participants, in which task force members were available to answer questions, and the public was able to voice their concerns and opinions. Now, there wasn't much answering of questions going on, but what was going on was that people
individuals were able to flood up to the mic and for 2 minutes say their piece and then sit down. And in one of the public meetings, and I've watched all of these that are on the web, there were some 70 people that wanted to comment, but there was not much, there was no dialogue. In a 2 minute presentation, all you could do was say your piece, say thank you, and go to the next person. No two-way discussion going on here, but that's what they'd lead you to believe here. Continuing, it says these meetings took place in the following regions: Alaska, held in Anchorage on August the 21st, West Coast in San Francisco, East Coast held in Providence, Rhode Island, Pacific Islands held in Honolulu, Hawaii, and via satellite link September the 29th, the Gulf Coast held in New Orleans, Louisiana, on October the 19th of 2009, and Great Lakes held in Cleveland, Ohio, right, October the 29th. Now, that Cleveland, Ohio meeting was very unique in all of this because this is a different dynamic. This is a different ecosystem than the coastal regions. Even though this is coastal, these are inland seas, the Great Lakes. And we share a common boundary with Canada, so it would have to be all bilateral agreements between Canada and the United States of America and the dividing line in the Great Lakes and Great Lakes region. So all of the watersheds that are in Canada would have to be dealt with by the Canadians. They would have to agree to this, and it would be a treaty in the formation in order for them to advance the goals of this National Ocean Council. Important distinction there, I think. So continuing, the public meetings, roundtables, and website showed a strong desire and enthusiasm among participants for a national policy that provides clarity and direction regarding how the nation will better care for the oceans. Now, I went up on the website and tried to access some of the public comment that was posted to the website, and I found it an onerous process. Not at all easy to do. You know, so I'm Joe Blow from Kokomo, as a citizen, posts a comment on the website, but it was really difficult to get their comments to actually display without scrolling, blipping, or just crashing the screen. Wasn't working very well for me. But continuing, it says, while not exhaustive, these include, and we're talking about the wide diversity of interests, support for, these include support for adopting ecosystem-based management as a guiding principle. All right, now that comes out of Agenda 21, Chapter 17. And so you know that all of the various and sundries, whether they be academia, whether they be government, or no matter where they come from, they've already had, ever since 1992, to be self-indoctrinating in Chapter 17 of Agenda 21. And at the top of all of this, this idea, support for adopting ecosystem-based management, this is the synthesis of the dialectic. This is what they want to do. This is why we use not just the United Nations Marine Spatial Planning System, but why that we blend it together, we add it to coastal and marine spatial planning. All right? Adding that coastal is important because that then includes all of the cities and towns, all of the counties, all the municipalities, all the locales, all along the coastal area, all the way around the United States and Alaska and Hawaii, which, as we've discussed in the past, holds about 39% or 40% of our total population, all right? And almost all of the money-making. Very, very important area. But again, support for adopting an ecosystem-based management. And you're not going to be able to deal effectively with marine spatial planning and the exclusive economic zone, which extends our boundary from the 12-mile limit out to 200 miles out to the continental shelf, but it's actually a 200-mile limit. And this becomes an exclusive economic zone for the United States. Of course, this is happening all over the world. This is why we're having oil spills in China, why we're having oil spills up in Michigan, coming out of Canada. This is why it's happening all around the world, all right? Because it's a global agenda, and we're right on time. You know, it's like the Copenhagen. These are all things that were very likely decided in a back room. There are the people that meet outwardly, and then there are the people that meet behind the curtain. So continuing, it says support for embracing science-based decisions. Again, we're in the age of science, all right? We're in the age of science. Everything is science-based. It's the science religion. We'll be right back.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, we're looking at this document, the final recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, folks, which becomes national policy. All right, this isn't speculation. This isn't something whipped out of the etheric world, all right? This is coming down on us and at us. There's a very short timeline to get this council in place. And once this council gets in place, they're going to start making decisions as to how you, human beings, are going to interact with our coasts. This is going to wind up being exceedingly expensive. Loss of property, loss of freedom, excessive controls, more taxes, more control, more regulation, more licenses, more taxes, more privileges. All right? Let's do. Follow along. Desire for improved coordination and collaboration across federal, state, tribal, and local governments and regional governance structures. All right? These are unelected boards and councils in the main. You don't have any way of changing the composition of these councils once they have been brought into place. They set their own tenure. They determine their term limits. They determine how long these people are going to stay in place, right? Unless you're actively involved in their process, and God only knows when they meet, where they meet, and how often they meet, all right, you're not going to have any opportunity to input on this. We'll find out about it after the fact in the local newspaper, if we're lucky. If we can continue to stay on track, if they continue to quote unquote remain transparent. But the way that it's going to come down the pike is that it's going to have one National Ocean Council, the NOC, at the top, and then they are going to throw to the four winds all of these various and sundry others, all right? And you won't know from a national standpoint. You might not even know from a state standpoint where you and your state stands at any one particular time in the implementation strategy. This is globalism at the highest level. Desire for improved coordination and collaboration across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. You know, it's always women, children, and indigenous people. These tribal groups will have a little bit of a say, too. And that's where we get the Gaia stuff and the drum circles and the hoop dances and all of that. But that's just cosmetics. Support for improving both formal and informal education about the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. That's the trigger for academia. This is where curriculum is all of a sudden now going to be developed by these four or five companies that control all of the creation, all of the publication of all of the books that are used at kindergarten and first grade and second grade, all the way through K-12, up to junior colleges and senior level into the universities and the doctorate programs. All right. All of this education is based upon someone else above dictating the curriculum and its content and historical revisionism wherever and whenever necessary. And scientific manipulation of numbers. Look at how much difficulty we've had just trying to figure out how deep was the Macondo well, how much oil came out of it, what the pressure, you know, it was, and so on and so forth. It's been completely occulted, hidden from view. Support for ensuring that policies are adequately funded. All right? This is really important. Because as we are broker and broke and no joke, where's the money to come from? Well, what they are intending to do is to siphon money out of other appropriations and funnel it quietly over here. Don't watch what the magician's left hand is doing. Watch what the right hand is doing. All right? Support for joining the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. This is the Law of the Sea Convention. These are international laws. We come under international law as we implement this moving forward, especially in the exclusive economic zone, all that 200 miles of coast waters that lie outward toward the ocean, on the ocean side of the high water line of the tides, right? Comes under the Law of the Sea Convention. This is Admiralty law. Mercantilism and admiralty law. But it's also common international law, which is another study in itself. This is part two. Summary of public comments on the interim report of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force and on the interim framework for effective coastal and marine spatial planning. This is the summary of public comments. Now, this is their summary of the public comments. But if you want to find out what the public comments were all about, you need to access this website and look for yourself. Now, many of the people that came to the meetings, these regional meetings, many of them brought along with them stacks of literature and reports that were submitted to this council. But I don't see any kind of an accounting of those submissions in this report. And these are the final recommendations. All we see in here is basically casual social interchange language. For all that they champion, this idea of scientific and scientism, there are no footnotes to speak of. There are no references to documentation. There are no groups or agencies mentioned. All right? So it's all exceedingly occulted. And that's something we need to be aware of, conscious of that fact. The task force reviewed public comments received in response to the interim report and interim framework and determined whether substantive comments were adequately addressed. Substantive comments, right? There's always the subjective and then there's the objective. But they were trying to find out whether substantive comments were adequately addressed, merited further consideration and resulting changes, or were more suited for further consideration by the National Ocean Council if established, and it has been established by Executive Order 13547, July the 19th, if established as it implements the national policy if adopted. It's been adopted. Comments on the interim report of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, next section. The substantive comments on the interim report range from general support for a national policy, and wouldn't you expect that it would? Most of these people were invited. They were in attendance by invitation. How on earth would you know to be at a certain hall at a certain time on a certain day if there was no publication? You know, they had a media thing that they put out. But where was it put out? Was it put out in, the Council on Foreign Relations magazine? The Nation magazine? Where was it put out? How did you find out about it? I never heard of any of this, and I look at the news every day. Did you? Amazing. There were also comments on governance and numerous specific comments on the 9 priority objectives of the implementation strategy and other specific recommendations. In other words, the reauthorization of certain laws. That goes back to the Pew Commission and so on. The following summarizes some of the key substantive comments received and how the task force addressed them. Now, that was just going to go on, and it's going to go into endless detail. That's not detail. Endless glosses would be the way of saying it. They really haven't addressed anything. What they've done is they've added, you know, a little bit of specious language into the text, and that's supposed to appease and placate the people who traveled great distances, in many cases, to attend these meetings and brought with them hundreds of pages of documentation or extensive petitions and things like that, which you will only know about if you actually have watched these public comments, because Rosalind Peterson, for one, brought in an armload of material. Another woman brought in a great armload of petitions and stuff like that. And everybody had reports that they were submitting. Where are those reports? Where is this material? I don't see it on the web. How can we access that? Continuing, it talks about overall tone and balance. The comments have suggested that the balance between conservation and ocean uses in the report was skewed too much towards stewardship and failed to emphasize certain types of uses, such as recreational fishing, aquaculture, or renewable energy. All right. So as we want to begin a discussion like this, and we want to talk about conservation, and we want to talk about how vitally important that the ocean is and all life depends on it and so on and so forth, there are stakeholders in this game who make their living in the ocean. There are commercial fishermen. There are the small scale or traditional fishermen, the one boat operations like we see down in the coast. There's all of the shrimpers, the crabbers, you know, and all of those people. They have a valid seat at the table, but they weren't given much of a voice. And on the other side of the coin, there are those beyond petroleum corporations like BP and Siemens who are intent upon creating wind, you know, wind-powered electrical generating plants out in this enterprise zone, away from the shore, out of sight, out of mind. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And on a programming note, I haven't confirmed positively, but I do believe that tomorrow I'll be joined by Vicki Davis on the broadcast, and we're going to go into a continuing expose, if you will, on this Trojan Triangle, the idea of the intersection between economics and education as absolutely essential to the advance of these very sorts of programs, these international agendas. I'll be in touch with her this afternoon. We'll see if we can put together something for tomorrow. I think she's got a super abundance of material that we can bring out. And we'll continue looking at this for another couple of days because it's so very vitally important. I can only tell you once again that the landmass that we're talking about with this new system is greater than the landmass of the United States proper, including Alaska, right? This new zone, this 200-mile economic zone, you wrap that puppy all the way around the coastlines of this country and all of Alaska and around Hawaii, and you've just doubled the size of the country as far as what's controlled by the Fed. Very important to realize that. Continuing, and then that's going to involve the military because they're going to have to be out there protecting. How are they going to protect this exclusive economic zone 200 miles out? We're constantly patrolling with their submarines and all that. How many new ships will be built, and how much strife and conflict will come into that, and how many fishing boats will get blown out of the water, and so on and so forth.
continuing, and how much damage will it do to the cetaceans, the whales, and all of that, you know, and the dolphins with all the pinging radars and so on and so forth, a bunch of, you know, dolphins swimming around in circles. They don't know where their halibut or tuna. Continuing, recreational users, they come into this as well. This is this interface that we're discussing. Comments expressed a concern that recreational fishing interests and the unique distinction between recreational and commercial fishing were not adequately representative in the interim report. And I have to add to that, the same with the wing shooters, the Ducks Unlimited, and all the rest of those guys were involved in this too. The championing for more and more and more, you know, wildland preserves set aside for raising birds, as if they don't have enough problem with too many birds on the in Central Park in New York and in all the parks across America, way too many geese pooping in the water and soiling, chasing people away from the lakeshore, as they will. You got to only be around a goose one time to understand that problem. Or try and walk barefooted along the edge of a lake in a city park. Give us a break. Not a chance. You better be prepared to wash your feet on a regular basis. Continuing, recreational users... comments expressed a concern that recreational fishing interests and the unique distinction between recreational and commercial fishing were not adequately represented. You've got to understand how much money is involved in recreational fishing. The Cabela's catalog, Bass Pro Shops, and all the rest of them. I mean, it's a huge industry, whole wardrobes. You know, a boat is not cheap. A boat is a licensed vessel, all right? There's all that involved in it. A fishing license, taxes, license, catch limits, fishing wardens and things like game, fish and game wardens and all the police powers that come in with that. Agencies, interagencies, multi-jurisdictional task force. All because somebody wants to catch a trout on a nice day. All right. Continuing, additionally, the task force received comments to recognize that recreational users, as in anglers, boaters, and other outdoor enthusiasts, think of all of the people that do water skiing and all the people that have those little wave riders and all that sort of stuff, and the people that have sailboats and rowboats, and the kayakers and every one of them. Part of this is the good thing. Part of the incredible complexity of our intersection with water, especially the coastal waters, part of that complexity is a good thing because it may stagger the National Ocean Council from being able to go forward. Just too many voices to harmonize. That would be a good thing. It would be a very bad thing if they were somehow or another to be able to overcome all of those hurdles and they could continue to further clamp down and clamp down and clamp down over our free and open access to the oceans. Continuing, the task force made several changes and recommendations to distinguish recreational and commercial fishing and to more expressly recognize the importance of access to the ocean. There's a huge dialogue going on between those big commercial fishing fleets that, as the fishermen stated, are unsustainable in that they just take everything in their huge nets, you know, dolphins and everything. You know, they say dolphin safe tuna. They take everything up, very limited, as opposed to somebody that goes out and is using selective gear to just get one particular thing. Maybe somebody that fishes for halibut, or somebody that fishes for perch, or someone that fishes for cod. There's a big difference, and there's a big argument between these people, as there ought be. And there's a certain scale, there's a magnitude of scale that needs to come into this. At what point does technology get so vast and industry so large that a particular company like, you know, Chicken of the Sea or somebody can actually fish out a section of the ocean, taking far more than their quote-unquote fair share, all right, if there was such a thing? Ecosystem-based management. A range of comments were received concerning the use of ecosystem-based management in the interim report. Some suggested that the language regarding ecosystem-based management be strengthened, while others would like to ensure that ecosystem-based management, while a good principle, not be a mandate. Right? Ecosystem-based management may be too broad a scope. Sometimes you need to look at the trees, as opposed to the forest, even though they all grow in the same soil. but sometimes you need to focus on an oak as opposed to the whole ecosystem. And that was the problem in Washington, Western Washington, where whole logging towns were just uprooted and closed because of this spotted owl problem. The spotted owl. And they come in and they use backhoes and they just dig across a perfectly fine two-lane asphalt road or blow out a bridge and they just shut off logging towns. And all of those people's property, worthless. Their lifestyles, gone. Why? A spotted owl. The task force determined that this principle, which was articulated in the President's June 12, 2009 memorandum, is critical to how we govern and manage our oceans, the coasts, and the Great Lakes, and should remain as one of the 9 priority objectives. So regardless of how people feel about ecosystem-based management, it will be ecosystem-based management going forward. Precautionary approach. This is right out of Agenda 21 as well. A range of comments were received concerning the use of the precautionary approach as one of the national principles. The application of a precautionary approach is defined in the recommendations, and here's the definition, where there are threats of serious or irreversible damage, lack of full scientific certainty shall not be used as a reason for postponing cost-effective measures to prevent environmental degradation. So it doesn't make any difference whether the East Anglia emails speak in one voice and say that man-made or anthropogenic climate change or global warming is a spoof. It doesn't matter. We'll proceed as if it does matter, and we'll proceed as if the science is valid when we might be able otherwise to prove that the science is invalid and wholly and patently false. That's the problem with the precautionary principle. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Well, it might be a strawberry, and there might be nothing wrong with it. All right? A lot of things in the world that we don't know where it's been that are perfectly fine for us, and maybe if we get a germ from time to time, we wouldn't need vaccines. But it's consistent with and essential for improved stewardship. Right? Moreover, the United States has already affirmed this exact wording in the 1992 Rio Declaration on Environment and Development. This is the first time in this lengthy book or booklet, 91 pages here so far, the first time that they have mentioned the Rio Declaration. But they didn't use the terminology that most people would recognize. They did not use Agenda 21. And we have people like Michael Shaw and Michael Kaufman, myself, Chris Gerner, Darren Weeks, and many others to thank for that, because we have put Agenda 21 on the roadmap since 2004 forward that I'm aware of, on the radio and in alternative media. It's fully known. Henry Lamb, another big spokesman there. Continuing, many comments supported its inclusion, while others were concerned it would be used to prevent activities from occurring. And that's really part of the problem. This idea of not doing something just because you don't know, you know, Chicken Little, the sky could be falling, but it's not falling yet. Unfortunately, we're all out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt.
Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.